and we are done. Different stages of life bring different things. Our time and our availability and our resources change, and the way the Spirit of God uses us changes. But there is one thing for sure, that we always, all of us, need to continue to be fresh in our walk with the Lord. We need to continue to be fresh in our personal, private, devotional life and our encounters with the Lord. And if we have journeyed with the Lord for a long time, we are ones who will be at the front lines investing in those who have journeyed lesser time with the Lord. And we need to step up to those opportunities. You know, here's some practical ways that we can do that at Evangel Assembly in 2018. We can just simply monitor the front door better together. What do I mean by that? Well, we have Sharon, who does a fantastic job of chasing down people for me. And every time there's someone I don't know, I say, Sharon, did you get them? But Sharon's one lady, and there's a lot of us here this morning. We can all be involved in this. We can all be aware of those who are in our congregation that might need a hello, that might need some encouragement that maybe we don't even know. Let me ask you a question. Have you ever been sitting at home on Saturday evening watching something on television, and then out of the blue, the door opens up and someone you've never met before walks in your house, settles themselves down in the Lazy Boy, puts the chair back, and you enjoy a program together for an hour on TV, and then when the program is done, the person gets up, fluffs the pillow, puts their shoes and coat on, and leaves. And have you ever done, has it ever happened to you and where you've not really acknowledged that and said anything about that? Has it ever happened to anyone? Where someone's just walked into your living room and made themselves at home, maybe brought a sandwich from the fridge and sat down? I think you know, my point is it in church, we're a family, we're a body. And not everyone is the one that runs around and is outgoing, but as a body, as we work together, as Paul says in 1 Corinthians 13, not everyone is the hands, not everyone is the feet, and yeah, sure, not everyone is the mouth. But there are some mouths, and those with the gift of that, hospitality, of encouragement. Let's use those things here at Evangel Assembly, because relationships open the door of trust where ministry can take place. And it may simply begin with, hello, welcome to Evangel, I'm Nathan. And I don't think I've seen you here before. One of two things will happen. They'll tell you they've been here for 10 years and you've just not noticed them, which is slightly embarrassing, but once you get over that, you can move on. Or they really are new. They really have not been here very long, and it's great to have someone acknowledge them and extend a friendly face. So we can monitor the front door better when we gather together. You know what else we can do to create disciples that continue to grow? And mind you, this is growing us as well. See, we're growing as we do these things, and we're helping folks that come in grow. But we can close the back door. You know that dollar that I wish I had? Those are people that have gone out the back door. We'll put a bucket so they can drop their dollar in on the way out. I mean, you know, the fact of the matter is, folks, we can't save everyone and every situation. We can't prevent everyone from always loving Evangel Assembly and being here to the bitter end. I mean, when you look in the scriptures, even Paul and Barnabas had a dispute that was so sharp that they did part ways and carry on ministry separately. Nevertheless, I do feel in some ways we have a town of missed opportunities. We have some people that came looking for a church family and fell away, and some of them fell away from God. And I wasn't here for that. But I don't know if we fought for them enough. And I want us to challenge us to do that. I want to challenge us to close the back door by making better disciples, by being people who are aware of not just our own needs and our desires and our likes and how we liked the message or how we liked the worship, but in both the needs around us as well. As a leadership, as a board and a staff, we're going to do a really good job of tracking this as well. Because at this point, I've been here long enough, I don't know if I should tell you this, but I'll tell you anyway, just in the spirit of honesty. I have a spreadsheet on my computer because this is the way I think. And it has everybody that considers Evangel Assembly their home church right now. And so you're not going to slip out the back door on us, because the leadership and I are going to review that periodically throughout the year. And if you've slipped, I'm going to come looking for you in all the friendliness and godliness of it all. But I'm going to come looking for you. But we need help. I need help. You know, we need constant vigilance together noticing these things. We need your help ministering to one another like we did this morning, because I'm one person. I can't pray every prayer that needs to be prayed, and I can't respond to every need. But you gathered around Dave and Doris, and you gathered around Darlene, you gathered around Nicole, and you prayed. That is the body of Christ moving together and ministering together. And it takes bravery and courage to step out of our comfort zone sometimes and to be that one that invests when people are down. But Dave and Doris have just gone through something that is difficult in their family. And so it is their turn for us to pour into them spiritually, prayer-wise. And they have poured into many other people over many years. They poured into my life when I was 19 going to Dalhousie. And I've mentioned that to you guys. I know you don't remember all the details of that, but I remember services where you guys prayed for me when I was a teenager. And it's our turn as a congregation to pour back into you. And so as I, your pastor, try and give you opportunities and teach and grow and encourage you, let's use the gifts that we have together corporately to monitor what happens when we get together better. Monitor the people who may have used the back door and gone. And maybe they've not gone anywhere. They're just stuck and floundering. And the third way is that we just all need to be moving forward anyway, as I said. Moving, growing things, healthy things, they move. They have life about them. And we are people that are going to be growing in our own faith in Christ. There's a natural progression of spiritual milestones that Scripture lays out. And so when a person gets saved, when they confess faith in Christ, Scripture says, repent and be baptized. There's a milestone there. And what I've found in churches is once we start talking about this, we realize there's people that maybe have been saved for years and no one's really ever talked to them about moving forward and making this public declaration and enjoying this public milestone together where the church can come together and celebrate that. And there's other milestones that Scripture talks about 1 Corinthians 13 and the gifts we have and sharing them together. That is how we individually grow. And just because we've all been here, most of us have been here for a while, it doesn't mean that we have no more growth to do. We can continue to grow. And I'm going to try, and the leadership is going to try and provide opportunities for that to happen. Next Sunday morning at 9:30 before church, our first foundations group is getting together of people who are newer to Evangel and newer to faith in God, and they are wanting to move forward in their faith and their commitment to Evangel. And I told you that I was going to cap it from between 10 to 12. It's full. Isn't that fantastic? I'm excited about that. It's full. In the fall, I established a group of people called the Family Night Strategy Team, the people that are working on the front lines of our Family Night. And we have all kinds of great ways that we are reaching out, but we need help with that. We need people who like to go out and visit in the community to join with Rachel and do that. People that like spending time with kids to talk with Becky and to do that. And people that like teenagers, and I know that's a gift, it really is, talk to Ryan and be part of what he's doing with Youth Alpha, and people that like to be relational with other parents, to build relationships with the parents and the families who come to BG and bring them to our parent cafe. And if you find your niche isn't there, then come here in the sanctuary and pray with us for what is going on downstairs on those nights. So that's the first priority. We need to do a better job at creating disciples that continue to grow. Let's move forward, all of us together. Take risks and move forward spiritually together. Do things that maybe we have not done before, or maybe have not done in a long time. Here's the second priority this morning in our State of Evangel Assembly address. We need to celebrate engagement, not just attendance. Sometimes when we get together at conferences, pastors ask one another how their churches are doing. And not once has anyone ever asked me, how engaged is your congregation in prayer or worship? How engaged are they in ministry? They've generally asked, how many bums are sitting in the pews? But that's a really shallow indicator of health. There can be really, really big churches that are really, really not that healthy, right? Right. And so I think God has called us to do more than that with our faith than to simply congregate on Sunday mornings for an hour to an hour and a half, depending on how long I talk, and then go and then come back again and do it. I think we need to celebrate engagement, not just attendance. Let me tell you a story. When I was a youth pastor 9 months ago, I ran this program. I ran this program at my local high school, and I called it Pizza Tuesday. And I had Mandy, did you design those stickers? No? Oh yeah, one of our young adults designed. We had these fantastic stickers from Vistaprint. It's a Pizza Tuesday. And I wanted the kids to take them and like stick them on everything in high school. Backpacks, lockers, everywhere. And they did. This was the gist of Pizza Tuesday. I would buy pizza for any kids that wanted to come to the youth center at lunch. And all they had to do was listen to me for 5 minutes, talk about some aspect of teenage life, and give them an encouraging lunchtime pep talk. And so we launched this. I wasn't sure what was going to happen, to be honest. I just wanted to do something new and fresh and exciting, because I was happy with all we were doing. It was fantastic. I just needed to do something fresh and fun and exciting. So we did this. The first week, we had 25 people show up for pizza. I bought pizza for 35, which was great. Good. Second week, we had 50 people show up for pizza. So we scaled it back, and some people only got one slice. The third week, I bought more pizza, and we had 75 people come for pizza. And then at the fourth week, we had 120 people come for pizza. And so then I instituted a new rule at Pizza Tuesday. You get a ticket when you come through the door. The first 100 people get pizza, so you'd better make it here on time. And then we run out, because I can't afford more pizza than that. My board cut me off at feeding 100 people pizza at lunch from high school. But this is what this taught me. It's easy to get a crowd. Getting a crowd is actually pretty easy. In 4 weeks, if you would call that a youth ministry, I had a youth ministry of 125 people meeting me every Tuesday for lunch. It was fantastic. Then what was harder with that group was engagement. Now, the fruit of that would be, how was I impacting people? How was I seeing people take steps forward spiritually because they came to Pizza Tuesday and ate my pizza? And that is a longer-term approach, one that I didn't get to see happen because Evangel Assembly called. And here I am. And the leaders I left behind are doing a good job. I don't know if they've kept up with Pizza Tuesday because they were slightly overwhelmed with everything else they had to do. But that's okay. But you see, engagement is more difficult, but engagement is necessary, because that is where the fruit begins to grow in people's lives. There's a couple ways that we can celebrate engagement here at Evangel Assembly. We can celebrate with volunteer engagement. One of the great ways to become engaged in a church and in the work of the church and to develop relationships with the people in the church is to become involved in some aspect of ministry with that church. And here at Evangel Assembly, I don't want you to do what I tell you we need you to do. I want you to do what the Spirit has put in your heart to do. I want you to minister out of the gifts that God has put in your heart. I think when I thought about this leading up to this time, I think at Evangel Assembly in 2018, we need to share some of the ministry responsibilities better. What I mean by this is that sometimes for years and years and years on end, we rely heavily on one or two people in certain roles. And then when one or two people are not with us for any reason, we have a big gap. I mean, we've seen that happen on our worship team here at Evangel Assembly. We rely exclusively on the talents, the great talents and the great abilities of some people. And then, when I showed up on my first Sunday, Mandy and I were the only ones on the platform. That was not in my contract. That surprised me a little bit. But that's okay. We're working. But even, you know what, even now, I mean, thank you to all of the musicians and the people that have stepped up over the 6 months and have shared their talents. I mean, Grace, you've come out of your shell. You have so much more confidence and all kinds of abilities, and I won't talk about Grace anymore because she's shaking her head at me. And thanks, Becky and Rena and Shannon, for coming out of the pew and jumping up there and doing that and being so faithful and so consistent. And for Dan, appreciate it when you're able to be here. And the worship leaders, Dave and Bud and Mandy, and have I forgotten anyone? Because that's bad. I don't think I have. Shelby! Where's Shelby? Oh, she's downstairs? Don't tell her. Thank you to Shelby as well. And so we have a good number of people celebrating their gifts, but you know what? You know what the thing is, though? We're still relying on one person per instrument. So we're doing okay. We've got the boats, you know, the cracks plugged. But it's still not, we still got work to do because, you know, if Shannon and Heidi want to go away, I mean, they're perfectly entitled to go away for a weekend together, except that we have no drums. And, I mean, if Grace happens to catch the death of pneumonia, then I mean, we can call on Shelby really quick and she's available, but... You see, if I go on vacation, Grace won't let that happen. No, Grace isn't going to let that happen. So we're still, I think, overly relying on some people in some areas as well. And we need to share ministry. We need to share ministry better. I don't think it's because anyone has been wanting to hold on to it. It's just been, we've worked well. It has flowed smoothly. There's been great consistency and faithfulness of the people at Evangel Assembly. Billy Berry has been at that front door probably since I was that tall. And God bless Billy Berry, but he is sick right now. And we miss him on Wednesday when I came and there were people on the steps because the doors were still locked. I'm like, oh yeah, Billy's always here really early. That's how you always get in. And so we miss him. And tell Billy we miss him, Elaine, for sure. So we need to share ministry better together because we all have gifts. We need to measure engagement, not attendance, because I've already told you I have a spreadsheet. I've done all kinds of fancy things with the spreadsheet. Let me tell you something else about the spreadsheet. It tells me how many people that call Evangel Assembly their church home are engaged in volunteerism and how many are not. And I'm going to tell you the number, but it's not to shame people. Let me tell you what it's about. The number is 33% of people at Evangel Assembly, one-third volunteer something in our ministry context, and 66% do not. Now, what that tells me is this, that we are missing out on the unique gifts and the unique voice and talents and abilities, the things that the Spirit of God has deposited in two-thirds of our congregation. We are, in some ways, missing out on that, and we are lesser because of that. And so I don't want to shame or guilt people into things. I want to awaken an inspiration. I want to awaken a desire, a motivation in people to say, this is what the Spirit has always put on my heart. I don't know. Or maybe I don't even know, but help me find out what the Spirit of God has put on my heart. We can work on that in 2018. And we can work on spiritual engagement. We need to spend time praying together corporately and seeking God personally. We meet corporate twice a week. We're alone a lot in our homes. We need to take priority of our spiritual relationships then and here together. And fellowship engagement as well. And so we need to continue engaging one another in all of those aspects. Engagement, not just attendance, is where we will see fruit take place. Here's a third priority. Grace Smith isn't here this morning, but she and I have already had conversations. Refresh Sunday Children's Ministry. Let me speak from the heart for a moment and on behalf of some of other families at Evangel Assembly. There are some barriers to having young kids and attending Evangel Assembly. You guys have been fantastic with my family of four. And you've been really gracious and kind to help with all the ministry things that Mandy and I do. But what about all the other families? Now, I want to be clear that our Sunday school superintendent, Grace Smith, and all of our teachers, Brenda, Denise, Kim, and Nicole, are fantastic. My kids rave about them and love the blessing that they are in their life. It's not a people struggle that we have. This is the struggle. We have Sunday school, and that's good, but that happens before most families come through our door. And then children's church and nursery don't dismiss until 11, and I think it's good that families can worship together for a period of time. Younger kids make that difficult. And then children's church caps at age 7 simply because of volunteers. And I'm generally not thinking of 8-year-olds when I'm writing sermons and preaching. And so the majority of our families will come through the doors at 10:30. They'll wrestle with crying babies and squirmy toddlers throughout worship, and they'll sit exhausted maybe sometimes throughout the sermon if they make it that long. This isn't an issue that's unique to Evangel. This is unique to churches and families. At our Sunday school Christmas concert this year, there was a mom in the foyer having a really difficult time with her children during the concert. She brought them out and she was having a really difficult time with them. And then she was all on her own in the foyer, unfortunately. And Christmas Eve, there was a family here with kids, and they were having a really difficult time, and they just got frustrated and left halfway through. And I just want us to be aware of that, and I want us to do some things better that we can respond to the needs of families. If you've raised kids in church already, you're probably thinking, I did raise my kids in church with only half of the helps that we have right now, and you probably did. But the standard has changed in 2018, and the churches that help families, that show them grace, compassion, love, and help are the churches that will have the families sitting in their pews. Remember Genesis 4 that we read. We're not just looking to get by. We're not just looking to get by. We're looking to do it well. We're looking to do it excellently. We're looking to go over and above so that families feel loved and feel cared for and feel like they can come and be part of what we do together. And so Grace Smith and I and Nicole and I have had very preliminary conversations, but we want to allocate our children's ministry resources better on Sunday mornings so that they best respond to the needs of families and the needs that families have when they come to Evangel Assembly. And so I'll talk more about that with the folks who are in children's ministry, and we'll hear more about that in 2018 as we work through this. And number four, our fourth priority for 2018. Recruit an assistant pastor. Thank the Lord. Remember about the sermon in the church in Philadelphia? There was an open door before them that no one could close. I felt over 6 months here that Evangel Assembly has such an open door of ministry to families in Yarmouth South End. And I think this is just maybe a natural consequence of the investment that's been made there over the years with the various BG leaders and the outreach events and the reach out events that have happened in the South End Playground. But as I took flyers and just went to all the homes that we have people in BG with early in the fall, and Rachel has done a similar thing, I just feel like we have an openness, a favor with families in that particular area of our town. And so our family night strategy team is doing a great job getting things in place, but an assistant pastor will provide some leadership development and guidance in that area. They will be the first on the scene with our great volunteers, reaching out and pouring into and investing in those families that will one day become Evangel Assembly families. An assistant pastor, we've set out a job description as a board, will focus in that area with the goal, my goal, my hope, is that they will invest so nicely into those families that eventually they will hand them off to me because they will become Evangel families, and then I will be able to invest in them as a lead pastor does. And our board is reviewing applications right now. Hopefully in the near future, we will be starting a perhaps an investigation and it's not an investigation, it's more of an interviewing process. But we are on track with this, and this is something that I would really like us to do before the end of 2018. Do you remember when we talked about the church in Philadelphia? It was in a great position geographically. Remember we talked about that a couple of weeks ago? Did you know that Evangel Assembly is in such a great position geographically that we are a youth pastor's dream come true? I was FaceTiming with a candidate who was preparing to submit an application in my office, and I just turned my screen out the window and said, see over the field there? There's the high school. Our location is the envy of youth ministry. And we can do something about that. We're not doing much right now, but we can do something about that. And Ryan and I have had conversations about our youth ministry right now. We've started some developments and some renovations in our youth area to make it more suitable for some of the things that they're doing. If you want to go downstairs and take a peek in the youth room, it's a little bit bigger now. We knocked some walls out, and we're preparing for what the Lord will do in that ministry and what the Lord is already doing. We're equipping them better and well. You can go downstairs and check that out. And an assistant pastor will also provide some continued leadership development with worship so that I can go on vacation and Grace Fenton won't hold me back. Oh, dear. And so those are four priorities. As we've looked at the state of the church surveys, as we've talked together, and as I've listened to what I feel the Spirit has been speaking to me and what we've been doing here at Evangel so far, here are four priorities that we can work on in 2018. Not because we're broken, not because we are inadequate, but because healthy things grow and move forward, and these are areas where we can grow and move forward and take new ground in 2018. Cain brought an ordinary approach to an extraordinary God. And I want to challenge us, let's not be ordinary, let's be extraordinary. Let's be a place that is known, that loves families, a place that loves them and thrives, and where they can come and they can thrive and their children can thrive as well. But the first sacrifice is that first priority, us and our hearts being disciples that will continue to grow in our own faith so that we can pass it on to others around us. So those are our four priorities. When you leave today, the ushers have cards for you that will have those four priorities printed on them. And I encourage you to hold all of us, each other, accountable to working on these things throughout 2018. Create disciples that continue to grow. Celebrate engagement, not just attendance. Refresh our Sunday children's ministry and recruit disciples. and assistant pastor. Let's pray, and as I pray, the ushers are going to come forward. We're going to be prepared. We are going to prepare ourselves to receive communion this morning. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this day. I thank you, Lord God, that we are here at Evangel Assembly seeking you, Lord, and we are wanting to move forward. There are so many things and so many blessings about this church. We have so much established here, and certain things are all together now. We want to move forward, Lord God, and where you would have us in 2018. Thank you that we are in a place that we are looking ahead to what you will do in our hearts and in our church. And so I just pray, Lord, as we share communion together and as we take some time and pray this morning, that your Spirit would continue to inspire us and direct us in 2018. In the name of Christ we pray. Amen. You can remain seated for now and worship with our worship team as we prepare to distribute our communion emblems this morning.